This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If you live in California, Washington State, or Pennsylvania, your attorney general is now fighting the Little Sisters of the Poor. The sisters are now part of the fight against a suit trying to stop President Trump's executive order that killed the old employee contraceptive mandate. The sisters are unable to both continue their ministry and participate in grave sin. The new year is seeing abortion advocates making more audacious claims about abortion and eugenics. On the heels of the Planned Parenthood annual report showing the transformation of the nation's number one abortion provider into political muscle for hire, comments and papers are touting everything from support for elective abortion to eugenics and infanticide. Circular thinking from one leading physicians group claims that self-induced abortion should be decriminalized to prevent the harm from self-induced abortions. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, British Columbia joins four other Canadian provinces offering free chemical abortion cocktails, typically offered at pharmacies with no medical or criminal patient protections. And pro-life advocates say New Mexico's top prosecutor, Hector Balderas, is ignoring at least two statutes in declaring that abortion specimen marketing does not violate state law. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.